The Holy Gospel appointed for the first Sunday after Christmas, as we continue to celebrate the birth of our Savior, is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, the second chapter, beginning with verse 22. When the time came forth for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. But there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed. And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to see with our own eyes and to feel deeply in our own hearts your salvation in the same way Simeon did as he was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and just like Anna did as she was waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you today on this first Sunday after Christmas is taken from the gospel lesson, Luke chapter 2, with special attention to verses 28 through 32. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. He took Jesus up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. And she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who are waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior, the Lord of a Christian life, if I were to ask you this morning on this first Sunday after Christmas, have you seen God's salvation? What would you say right now? Stop and think about it for just a moment. Yes, have you really seen and felt deeply in your heart the salvation of God? As we listen again to the Christmas story through the Gospels of St. Matthew and St. Luke, and as we sang the beautiful carols and songs on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Not only that, but have you also waited patiently during the last four Sundays in Advent, just as Simeon did, who was a righteous and devout man of God waiting for the consolation of Israel, and Anna, a widow, a prophetess, waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And why? Because it's very easy for us Christians today to come to church Sunday after Sunday and year after year without the same kind of waiting, the same kind of real expectation displayed by Simeon and Anna. As they waited patiently for years and years and years for the Christ child to finally be revealed to them. Perhaps for us to take the baby Jesus in our own arms this morning and bless God just like Simeon did, who praised God, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation. Perhaps for us to thank and praise God just like Anna did when she began to speak of him, the Christ child, to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. As a matter of fact, we're told that Simeon was well over 200 years old. Amazing. And Anna, about 100 years or more. Both who were waiting for Jesus in the temple year after year and after year, as it was customary according to Jewish law that the first male child be presented to the Lord for circumcision on the eighth day. We read in our text for today, when the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as well as Mary's own purification according to the law of Moses, as recorded in the book of Leviticus, chapter 12, verses 8 through 8. A woman who becomes pregnant and gives birth to a son will be ceremonially unclean for 7 days. And on the eighth day, the boy is to be circumcised. Not only that, but according to Jewish law, the firstborn male child belonged to the Lord. And so the parents had to buy him back again after his birth by offering a sacrifice in the temple of Jerusalem, either a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, or what was more common in those days, 5 shekels. And then, and only then, after they fulfilled all the requirements of the law of Moses,
The firstborn male child was presented to the Lord for circumcision by the priest in the temple. However, there was something very special, very unique, and quite different when Jesus was presented to the Lord in the temple. We read in our text that there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It was Simeon, and not the priest in the temple, who took Jesus in his arms and blessed God. As a matter of fact, it had been revealed to Simeon by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. We're told that Simeon came in the Spirit into the temple. And when his parents brought him according to the custom of the law, he took up the Christ child into his cloak and he bowed down and kissed his feet. And then Simeon took Jesus up in his arms and blessed God, saying, "Lord, now let us, thou thy servant, depart in peace, because my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the faces of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." As a matter of fact, his parents, Mary and Joseph, marveled at what was said about their son Jesus. Yes, they were literally amazed and overwhelmed with joy at the saying of Jesus as the promised Messiah by the Old Testament prophets. And then Simeon went on to bless Mary and Joseph as well. And this is what he said: "Behold, this child, your son, is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel." That is, opposed so that through many hearts may be revealed. In other words, Jesus as the Christ raises up those who believe in him as a Messiah. But at the same time, Jesus as the Christ is also a stumbling block for those who do not believe and accept him as a Messiah. At the same time, we're told that there was a widow in the temple, which sometimes we forget to talk about. We always talk about Simeon and Jesus and his parents. But many a times we forget about this woman, a prophetess. She never left the temple. After her husband of 7 years had died. As a matter of fact, we're told that they gave her living quarters or a room next to the temple of Herod, so that she could fast and pray day after day, until the Lord's Christ was revealed to her. And yet, even though Anna didn't take Jesus in her arms as Simeon did and blessed God, she thanked God and she spoke aggressively to everyone about him who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. In other words, Anna witnessed that the Christ child had finally come and been born and revealed himself to them as the true Messiah prophesied by the prophets. And that is also true today as we continue to wait for the Messiah. You know, his second coming, as we talked about it during Advent, right? The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And as we wait patiently for Jesus as Simeon and Anna did in the temple, we also look forward to his revelation to us. As a matter of fact, I hope we are more like Anna. Oh yes, Simeon, it's pretty obvious, but more like Anna, who did not only wait for the revelation of Jesus as the Messiah, but she went out and spoke about him to everyone who would listen to her. And that's what we are to do here in the Conejo Valley, the Big Bear Valley. To go out and tell people who are still lost in sin and darkness that there is a true Messiah waiting for them. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through his Holy Spirit as we also acknowledge Jesus, just like Simeon and Anna did. The words we sang in the hymn of the day, Jesus' name of wondrous love, human name of God above. Pleading your redemption true, we flee helpless, Lord, to you. May God bless us as we're about to end another year, and as we're about to begin another year, with his blessing. To do what Joseph and Mary did after they went back home to Nazareth. As a child, Jesus grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. What we celebrated at Christmas, the people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. As Jesus has come and has become our light, as we read in the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 12, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me shall not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. God bless you and your family as we look forward to another year. Remember what we said during Advent? With his hope, his peace, his joy, and yes, his love. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of his Holy Spirit, be and abide with us all. Unto life everlasting. Amen.